Hey everyone, Amber with Social Speak Network. Wow, where has the time gone? It is already fourth quarter of 2018 and this year has just flown by. And there's two ways to look at fourth quarter. One way is, okay, we're entering the end of the year, people are gonna kind of start be looking at the holidays, settling down, you know, not working as hard as you did the rest of the year, you know, in fourth quarter. It's just kind of that mindset of like, okay, well, you know, I'll try again next year. And then the other mindset is, wow, I still have 3 months left in this year. What can I get done? Looking at your vision board that you put together in the beginning of the year, what goals can you still accomplish before the end of the year? What are the holiday sales that you can be promoting or create to increase sales and finish the year out strong? So either way is fine. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you 10 different holiday promotional ideas for the health and wellness industry. This is an industry that can really thrive the end of the year. And so I'm going to give you 10 ideas and then I'm going to give you a few more tips on how to be able to promote them. Okay. So number one, gift certificates. This is a great, just, you know, if you sell essential oils, massage, chiropractic, really anything that somebody can get a gift certificate and give to somebody. So you can offer a deal on a gift certificate. Maybe you know, for every gift certificate they purchase, they get a $10 credit towards service for themselves. A lot of restaurant industries do this. For every $25 gift card you get a $10 rewards card back. So gift certificates are a great way. People can put them into, you know, gift baskets. They can just give them, you know, a good way if you have like those friends that you don't you know, buy a big present for or a bulky present, but something that they need and they want to use rather than a material thing. So gift certificates are great. Bundles. Number two, bundles. If you can bundle packages, so you get this and this and this for this amount, or throw in, you know, maybe you have, you know, handmade soaps or essential oil like candles or whatever it may be, you can throw those into, you know, with this service, you get this. So people love bundles because in their head they think they're saving, which they are hopefully saving some money rather than buying a la carte those items. So bundles, packages for this holidays is a great idea. Number three, you can always run like a holiday fitness challenge. You know, a lot of times you see a lot of slim down for summer. Well, for the holidays, we're eating cookies and we get, you know, we got turkey, we have ham, we have all these holiday meals that we eat. And so maybe doing some type of a challenge or an accountability partner where it's kind of like a food diary or a workout. So figuring out some type of a challenge that's within your industry that you can do with your audience. Number four is, don't forget about your current customers. You are where you are today because of your customers. So thank them. Do a customer appreciation. Maybe this is a you know, a free workout or a free or half off body work or a free product with their next visit. Whatever it may be, maybe it's just a coupon. But do some type of customer appreciation for the year. That keeps them coming back for the following year. Number five, that email marketing, the newsletter campaigns. People loved, especially this time of year, I mean, we're always bombarded with emails, but if you give that value, you're not selling your product or your service, you're selling your brand, you're selling your story. So maybe doing, you know, a newsletter campaign of what you're grateful of. Maybe interviewing some of your current customers or clients and asking them what they're grateful of for this, you know, holiday season. And, you know, maybe what's new. If there's new services or products that are going to be coming out in the following year, then, you know, maybe talk about that in your newsletter. You can also then at that point have your specials, your offers for the end of the year in that newsletter campaign. Number six, recipe exchange. And you can do this, you can make it, you know, there's always like the cookie recipe exchange, but if you are into, you know, obviously the health and wellness industry, maybe it's how you can change that recipe into a healthier version. And the one thing I always love to do is I have a ton of recipes that I have pinned on Pinterest that I've never made because I don't cook, nor do I bake. But don't tell anyone. So I always love to pin these to my, you know, healthy food idea, and then I never do anything with them. So maybe in this recipe exchange, maybe it's trying a new recipe, and everyone can, you know, you could figure out how everyone can pick a recipe, and then they try it and they send you pictures, and you kind of make a blog out of this recipe exchange idea. So that's one thing you can do. Number seven, you have a holiday party. Now, this was a one of the ladies in my women's group. She did a event last Friday, and everyone, she had all the supplies. Everyone came and they made a soup. It was like $12 per person. She went and got all the ingredients, but then it was a fun evening. They all, you know, you chopped your veggies, you know, everything that was included in this soup, and then they walked away with having a soup that's, you just have to heat up or cook or something. It was a really cool idea. And I love that because it's a great way you can maybe tie this into a customer appreciation where they come, you are meal prepping, or maybe you're doing your own like recipe exchange or something like that. You can tie some of these together, but it's just a great way. It gives a holiday party a different vibe, a different feel for it, to it. And I thought that was a really good idea. And it brings people up together around the table, you know, whether it's in your house or your office or you rent a place, whatever. But I like the idea of bringing everyone together and being able to network, but still have that customer appreciation. Number eight, online sales, having a holiday themed sale. You want to make, if you're doing, you know, people love to go shopping online. So one way as a local business is to keep it simple. Have your online store up and functioning, but also have those sale items. You know, make those prices comparable to maybe some of the big brands, but then maybe also offer an incentive. So for every, you know, maybe $50 they spend, they get free shipping, or they get a free little, you know, gadget. I love when I shop online, with one of my friends that just has a an online shop, the Precious Peony. And when I order, I always get something little, whether it's like a nail file or a chapstick holder, just something extra. And to me, I love that because that shows me that she appreciates my order. So having that online sale code, throw in something extra if you can and make it simple. Number nine is creating a holiday themed content upgrade. This is a free download. This could talk about maybe holiday eating tips. Again, you could throw in maybe some recipes, maybe a holiday workout, the stress during the holidays. So maybe you can talk about how to relieve stress, make sure you're taking that time, you know, still for yourself. I know, you know, come November, we're like in kick butt mode. Okay, we got Thanksgiving. Okay, kids are out of school. Okay, we have family going in. Okay, we're going here. And it's stressful. So maybe if you are in the industry that you can help people get through that. So creating some type of a free content upgrade for them to download. And then the 10th thing is a social media contest. So maybe you have a really cool, you know, giveaway, or you do a photo contest. So there's a lot of different social media contests that you can do. Even just a giveaway, you know, maybe you make a gift basket, and then the contest is to win that gift basket or whatever it may be. So those are 10 really simple holiday marketing promotion ideas that you should start now. So figure out, don't do all of them, but I would really think of which ones would work the best for your business and be able to maybe focus on like two or three of them, if even that many, maybe just one, and really push that one. And then some ways to promote it. Obviously, having that strong social media presence. You can have fun with your Instagram stories, your Facebook stories, your Snapchat. Also, branded hashtags. So, you know, you can have like create your own branded hashtag for that sale promotion. I know that UPS did hashtag UPSers, and they always do that for like their holiday, or just as their branded hashtag, but they tie that into their holiday season, what UPS workers or are doing with, you know, their time in the community or whatever it is. Email marketing, again, you know, that's something that should be very strong in your promotion. So whether that is a newsletter, a drip campaign, whatever that looks like, but make sure you're doing some type of email marketing to reach your current client list. Videos, 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 videos. You are selling your brand. You are telling your story. So people want to relate with you. We all want to say shop local and give them a reason why to shop local, why to come to you for their massage, their chiropractic, or their body work, whatever it is. They want to know who you are. And I think that's important, especially when you're trying, you know, you're selling your product, your services. People need to know, like, and trust you. And a great way to do that is through videos. Ask, ask, ask. This can be, you know, this can be a hard thing. Asking people to share your post or asking people to maybe do, you know, the interview to let them know or to tell you what they're grateful for or a testimonial or whatever that is, that ask can be a big holdup. So moving into fourth quarter, ramping up your sales, do not be afraid to ask for the business and ask your current customers, your client list to share the post, or even your friends and family, your power partners, you know, ask them to share, and that helps spread the word on social media. You could always create a landing page with just your offers that you're offering for the holiday season, along with the sign up if you do a content upgrade. And then last thing, blogging. You can, you know, tie in some videos along with your blog talking about these holiday specials or what makes them so special, but telling the story behind why you're doing what you're doing. So I would love to hear what your holiday promotions are going to be. And if you have any questions on how to create these or ideas, specific ideas for your business, let me know. I'm here to help you. Let's kick 2018's butt and let's give it a run for its money. We only got 3 months, guys, and let's make it happen. If you have questions, I'm here for you. Thanks. Bye.